Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise, we're still, unfortunately, I know, top of the show, first thing out of the box, I got to report bad news. Well, the bad news is we still have 923 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 3 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And it ain't slowing down one damn bit. It's only speeding up. Why? Well, because there's a growing number of people out there that are desperate. They have to take away your freedom. They have nothing better to do in their life but to take away your freedom because they don't like it. They don't want to be held responsible. They don't want to be accountable. They don't want to think for themselves. Why? I don't know. I guess it's a lot easier. Just go ahead, Mr. Government. Just go ahead and think for me. Because, you know, I'm tired. You know, Kim Kardashian's on. I got a bag of Cheetos here. I got a bag of weed. I don't have time to be thinking for myself. And it's a lot easier if, you know, the government just tells you who to like, who not to like. That way you don't make waves. You know, that way you just get along. Just get along, get along. Oh, oh look, a unicorn. Oh, frickin' unicorns. I hate unicorns. Things always have, always will. Since the first grade, Mrs. French's class. Stupid things. The first time I ever learned that, we had to go to the corner of the room there with all the books. Well, I wanted to do something else. My mind was on something else that day. It was art or whatever the hell it was. I wanted to color. I don't know what I wanted to do, but it wasn't going over to the books. So I'm over there, and I'm sitting there, and I just grabbed some stupid book off the shelf, and I'm reading it just, oh, God. And then they have a picture of this horse-looking thing with this damn horn on its head and wings, and it's all, I don't know. Maybe it was the picture of the stupid thing, maybe the way it was drawn, and it could have had different colors in there that I just didn't like. For whatever reason, I didn't like the animal. And I asked Miss French, what the hell is this? Oh, no, that's a mystical creature. It's a this, it's a that. And I said, well, I don't like it. He goes, no, it's this, blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't really care. And I've never liked, to me, when I see a unicorn, to me, it's a sign of phoniness. Now, I like rainbows, but I don't like the rainbows that you see. That, to me, that's a sign of phoniness. I know other people see it for whatever. You can take anything that you want to and have it mean whatever the hell you want it to mean. I mean, the people here on the right, the humans, we look at the American flag and we see freedom and we see this and we see that, blah, 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 blah. And then you got the real haters on the left, as they see the American flag and they see nothing but hate and rape. Speaking of, oh God almighty, oh Jiminy Christmas, we haven't even started the show yet. That's, it doesn't matter. For the love of God, I cannot understand. People are so, I don't know what it is. They are so desperate for some kind of attention I don't know. But it's been on Facebook all over the place, so I'm sure everybody's seen the damn thing, and if you haven't, you soon will. Well, you have this, you know, and I hate to knock her appearance and all. But, nevertheless, I mean, she is going, I mean, absolutely crazy. Talking to this kid who was, I don't know, he looked like a college age kid, young kid, scrawny little kid, just a little kid. Well, she was a big woman. She was tall. She was fat. She had these big teeth, a bunch of separations in between each teeth. I mean, you know, his hair, and she had a Burger King, jersey on, shirt on, uniform. Good God. Well, that happens sometimes. Your brain just decides to turn off. Look, I didn't invent the stupid brains. I just know how they work. And sometimes they don't work. So what are you going to do? But anyway, getting back to the story. This beast, this Sasquatch, starts screaming at this kid. I guess he was a pro-life or something. And she's saying, you don't have a womb. You don't have a uterus. You don't have this. What do you effing know this? And you mother effing this. And you mother effing that. I'm going to kick your effing ass, and I'm going to do this. Bop, 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 bop. I mean, this chick is just go. I mean, she just blasted off, man. I mean, she... It was like a giant explosion, man. I don't know what set this girl off, but, I mean, judging by the looks of her, she was pro, obviously, pro-abortion. Well, sweetheart, I don't think you have to worry too much about having an abortion. because I don't think you're going to have too much trouble you getting pregnant, because it's going to find, well, you're going to have to find another Sasquatch. I'm sure you can find one. I'm sure there's ugly looking dudes out there that are hairy beasts. So, you know, knock yourself out, go get yourself pregnant and get an abortion, and that will make you feel like a, you know, a true woman. I don't understand the left with this whole, you got to have an abortion, otherwise you're not a real woman or not. Whatever. I don't want to get into that stupid frickin' argument. But, you know, again, it's another one of these phony arguments, and then, of course, they're going to blame Benghazi as a phony scandal. Benghazi. This administration selling, or, well, not selling, but facilitating weapons into the hands of Al-Qaeda, and that's a phony scandal. We get our ambassador killed. We get three other Navy SEALs killed. Well, one, I think it was a Marine. It doesn't matter. They're soldiers. They're Americans. It doesn't really matter what they were. They could have even been the Air Force. Even the frickin' Coast Guard. It doesn't matter. They're Americans, and they were killed. And there was a lot more Americans killed than what we were told. But there, you know, there was a lot of people that, well, they were there, but they weren't there. One of those kind of deals. So how many people were actually injured? How many people were actually killed? Well, we don't know. We don't even know the people that were actually injured that we are supposed to know or could know. We don't know anything. Of course, we have the most transparent administration in political history. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's left up to your imagination, I guess. Well, look, I know there's a growing roar out there for impeachment. I've been bitching about impeachment for a long time. Benghazi was it for me. And I knew very early on, and I'm watching those stupid Sunday morning puke shows. And I used to watch them all. Every once in a while I do, but I can't stomach them anymore. I want to be able to sit down on Sunday and watch the damn things, but I can't. They're, no, forget about it. They're pointless, they're worthless, and look what we get. Nothing but lie after lie after lie, and the reporter, well, they'll kind of softball it in there and try to push him a little bit. Oh, shut up. Benghazi is a real scandal. Not only is it a scandal, but it's a crime. Not only the act, what happened, we were attacked. Obviously, that's a crime. But what we did to, well, allow the attack, one, we got rid of our security. Now, was this intentional? What are we supposed to think? I have no idea. What I do think is our president was a deserter. I don't see it any other way. How was he not? The very moment that he gets word from the Secretary of Defense and his chief of staff, I think it was General Dempsey, whoever it was, General Schmuckatelli, it doesn't matter. I don't care who told him. Frickin' Goldilocks, it doesn't matter. The very moment that this man was told that the embassy was on fire, the ambassador had gone missing, were under attack, mortars, machine guns, the place is going crazy. We're under frickin' attack, which immediately is an act of war, and it's in the middle of a battle. Now, the president, the commander-in-chief of all the armed forces, all of them, even the Coast Guard. So he is like, in a sense, a six-star general. So the very moment that he finds out that American soil, our embassy, which don't give me this diplomatic facility crap, they only changed that because you're not allowed to transfer weapons in an embassy. But a diplomatic facility, I guess that's okay. But the very moment that this whatever you want to call him, found out, I'd like to call him president, but presidents don't act that way. So I don't know what the hell you call him. He's certainly not a king. We don't have kings. I got a constitution. Right here it is. It says right frickin' here. We do not have a damn king. Until now. But the very moment that this man finds out that we're under attack in the middle of war, our commander-in-chief, our six-star general, deserts his post and goes upstairs to eat. I wonder what he had. What would you have there, Mr. Obama? Or is it Satoru? Or is it Smucatelli? What the hell is your name? What'd you have? Our ambassador is being raped with a cattle prod. We've got people being blown up with mortar fire. People being shot up with machine gun fire. And our commander-in-chief is upstairs eating. So what the hell's going on down there in the Situation Room? Well, I guess you have the Secretary of Defense and all the generals and, you know, the colonels and all that just sitting around. What are they doing? Well, they're picking their butt. Dude, he's over there. He's playing with his little video games. You know, waiting for somebody to arrive. But the president never arrived. After he gets done stuffing his fat face, I'm sure he went out and had a cigarette or two. And then, oh, him and Valerie Goebbels, they get on the horn with Netanyahu. He tries to kiss and make up for dissing him. And then when he's done with that conversation, so now it's been at least 2.5-3 hours since our embassy was under attack. Does the president finally make it down to the Situation Room? No. He sends Valerie Goebbels down there. Well, she comes down there, and I guess, you know, the Secretary of the Defense and all the generals, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they're, you know, I guess they're just sitting there, I guess, in the corner. The dude comes up with an idea. Why don't we blame it on a video? Great idea, dude. So Valerie Goebbels, she gets on the horn to old YouTube, begins to spin. And here we are. And that's a phony scandal. And the best that John Boehner can do is a lawsuit. Because of the Defense of Marriage Act that Obama did. I mean, first of all, nobody gives a damn. We've got all these other problems here. I mean, we still haven't resolved Fast and Furious. We got the IRS cooking and brewing now, but I mean, it's never, you know, it's never going to get into the, you know, Obama's hands until we find out the information that they destroyed. If we get that information, you know, into the White House, oh yeah, he's cooked. His goose is cooked. I guess we'll get another lawsuit together. Maybe we'll hold the president in contempt of Congress. How about that? That's a hell of an idea. Hold the president of the United States in contempt of Congress, which means what? Means absolutely less than holding the attorney general in contempt. I don't understand it at all. I haven't even started the damn show yet here today. We haven't even got underway. Oh, man, it's going to be one of them nights tonight. That's all right. That's all right. We got the polar vortex coming in. It's actually not very warm here in Deer Park, but that's all right. We'll take a nice little respite. But if you want to be a part of the program today, don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room, and I do apologize. I get blasted off into Deep Space Nine, and I never look in there, but I'm gonna try. And I do thank everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that does listen, so I don't want you to think that. But you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth. Well, it's a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today is absolutely no exception. Still, there is a growing number of people out there that are desperate to take away your freedom. But most of them are in the government, and they have the power to do it. And while we have the power to stop them, the only problem is, well, will we? I don't know. I thought maybe after the first 4 years of this Obama, maybe we would have learned our lesson. But I knew I didn't have any faith because, first of all, I couldn't believe that Clinton would get reelected. First of all, I never thought he would get elected to begin with. I still think that that election was a little, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it was all that legit. And that stupid Ross Perot, I got $4 billion. Shut up. I don't care how much money you have. Shut up. And then, of course, people are stupid enough to vote for him. They would have normally voted for Bush. Bush loses. You know damn good and well Clinton had something to do with that. He was probably paying for him. He was funneling his campaign money in over there. Who knows what the hell he was doing? The Clintons are sneaky people. You don't trust them. You can't trust them. I don't know how the hell you can. I can't trust any of them, including that Chelsea. I'm sorry. What? She's been throwing her hat in the ring about trying to run for Congress. For what? What do you? What? You're like your mother. You have no experience at what? Doing what? She gets out of college. I remember when she got out of college, she got a job as some kind of consultant. Consultant for what? Some kind of big, I don't know, some kind of big business. I mean, these people have been in business for decades. And here you have this girl is what, 22, 23, fresh out of college. Because she's a Clinton, now she's a consultant? She's going to tell these people who have been in business for 30, 40 years how to conduct business? Sweetheart, you just graduated college, what, 20 minutes ago? Are you a consultant? No, honey, no. Well, that didn't seem to last very long, probably because she spoke. And everybody realized she's just as stupid as her mother. But now she's on NBC now. She comes on, I don't know, about 2 minutes a year. Getting paid $600,000 a year for like 2-3 minutes of work. All of her colleagues are pissed off at her. They don't like the Clintons. There's a lot of Democrats that do not like the Clintons, and nobody on the right, anybody with any kind of self-respect that's on the right, anyway, doesn't like the Clintons. But there's a lot of people on the left that don't like her. She'll never be president. And now we're hearing this crap about Obama trying to endorse, what the hell's it, Warren? That chick that thought she was Pocahontas, or thought she was an Indian, a squaw? Because her great-grandmother or something had high cheekbones, which meant she's like one-millionth of some kind. I don't know. What kind of Indian were you, sweetheart? Were you in Choctaw? Huh? Pawnee? What were you? Sioux? Huh? Cherokee, what the hell were you? She doesn't know. But she wanted to join some kind of minority group in college so she can feel, I don't know, welcome. Maybe she's that insecure about none of the people in the Native American group would have anything to do with her. It's like, wait a minute. You ain't no Indian. What the hell? Go over there and smoke that sturgeon. You ain't no Indian. Shut up. Give me a high cheekbones. I mean, what the hell does that even mean? High cheekbones. Indians are the only people that have high cheekbones? I mean, what the hell does that even mean? And now Obama wants to endorse her for president? Good. I say let them two battle it out. It looks like Mitt Romney, he's trying to put his hand in the ring. I like Rick Perry. I did like Rick Perry. I still like Rick Perry. Rick Perry's out there now at least showing some kind of leadership of what's going on down at the border. This is what I've been trying to get into all damn night. Oh, look at this. Now I just happen to take a look at this. My brother looks like he must be drunk tonight, calling the program so damn early. Are you on?
I don't know. Did they tell me I was on?
You're on right now.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, Chelsea,
what are you doing?
Chelsea never inhale, okay?
But did she swallow?
I would think she swallowed. You know, said the F word about 2 minutes ago.
I did not say the F word. No, I did not.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't. I know what I said.
Hey, you yell at me when I say it, so I'm just going to point it out that you said it.
I'm going to point it out that I didn't, because this is my show. I'm in charge. If I say I didn't, then that's the way it is. I'm the king.
Okay, write the book.
I'm the captain of this ship, man.
I got some girls here that want to talk to you. You have?
What, strippers? What are you talking about?
Yeah, strippers. Jeez. No, just girls want to talk to you.
I can barely hear you. I can barely hear you. You got garbling and googling and it's...
Hey, I'm in my happy place. I'm in my happy place.
I know, but it's like music is blaring. I can barely
understand. Yeah, it's not blaring here. I'm in my happy place. So anyway, these girls want to talk to you. You got anything to say? They don't, pretty much lean our way.
Well, that's good.
You
I like anybody that leans our way.
All right, here they are.
Get off that damn speakerphone. It's blowing my ears out. I can't hear nothing. Turn that stupid speakerphone off.
Are we on the radio? I think you hung off on it.
No, Kurt, turn that speaker off. I got Kurt.
Oh, it says turn that speaker off. Okay, talk
Jesus
to
you. God almighty, Kurt, I can't listen to that. I'm going to hang up if you don't turn it off.
Is that better?
No, it's loud and garbled. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Okay, are we on the radio?
Yeah, we're on the radio.
We're on the radio, so can I say boobs?
You can say boobs.
Oh, how about eyelashes?
Eyelashes, all right. So what did you want to talk about tonight?
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm drinking a nice cold beer here in Centralia, Washington. And I got eyelashes on my boobs.
All right.
Did you bleep me?
No. Let me speak to my brother real quick.
All right, it didn't work out.
What the hell are you doing?
Well, they wanted to talk to you. They heard after the show because I was waiting on hold forever. So
I know,
they played,
I know, but
played
they,
their game.
I know they were drunk, and I got
they're
we got work to
game.
Do. We got tyranny out there.
I get
I'm trying to save the world from tyranny. Well, anyway, have
it.
Fun. Have fun with your girls. I'm sure they're nice and they're pretty. But,
no, they're not. No, they're not. So
I see,
anyways,
you and the president.
I wanted to tell
fun.
You. Listen, I'm watching the freaking ESPN, and all they can talk about, all of it, all day long, and I haven't seen it all day, but most of the day, was LeBron James. He's going to Cleveland. So what?
Oh, I'm not even going to talk about that. I'm so sick of that, Kurt. I don't even want to listen to it. I'm not even – I don't want to know. I'm refusing to talk about
it. It's driving me nuts. There's football
it's
news coming up.
Done, so.
And they won't show it.
Well, I got border news. I got border news. Rick Perry. So that's what I'm talking about now. Well, you had an interview with Sean Hannity last night. Pay attention to the show and you'll find out.
I know Palin was, she's impeaching him.
Good.
You didn't hear about that?
Well, she's been bitching about it. I've been bitching about it. Everybody's been bitching about it.
I know, but she went on the Hannity show yesterday, and she's throwing the papers out. She's going to do it.
She can't do that, Kurt. Only the Congress.
I know,
can.
I know, but she can. She's got a little bit of pull.
She ain't got
tough
no
girl.
Pull. Come on.
She's a tough girl. Give
Kurt.
Her the benefit.
All right. Go
she's got, give her the benefit. Come on.
Well, all right. Let me get back to my. Let me get back to work here.
All right, go rant about something else. All right,
all
anything
right.
else?
All right, go have fun.
See me,
girls. All right. Righty then. I don't know what the hell that was all about, but that seems to be over with, and now we're back on course. At least I hope so. This is what happens when you get alcohol, and it's a Friday night. Well, let's call my brother. No, that's not. We got work to do. We're busy. All right. The border war. This war, for the love of God. Look, I mean, it's like the enemy just keeps attacking, and we keep inviting the enemy. Yeah, our tanks are over there, our infantry's over there. We got all of our planes over there. There's some ships over there. Come on in. Yeah, here's a map. Go get your targets. What the hell? Well, Governor Perry was on with Sean Hannity last night. And it was a pretty good interview. It proved to me exactly what I thought it was going to be, the exact kind of meeting that you knew it was going to be. It was going to be Rick Perry trying to have a serious conversation. Bringing up issues, bringing up points, bringing up evidence, bringing up truth, bringing up facts. And the president starts cracking jokes. It's like, oh, okay. Squeezing him in between fundraising. Now, this speech that he did a couple of days ago when he was in Texas, and he's saying, oh, I'm telling you the truth, man. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. All right. All right, please. I mean, enough. But he looked drunk. He did. He's leaning over the podium. I was going to play some of it tonight, but I'm just sick of the guy. So I didn't. And I'm not. But he just looked drunk. You can see it on YouTube in there. He's blaming the Republicans for all of his woes. The Republicans are the problem for this immigration mess. Republicans are trying to fix it by following the law, which is all we have to do. Oh, we got more Border Patrol agents. Yeah, you got more agents, but you don't have, they're not on the border. They're doing other things. They're not on the border. And we've had border agents tell us this. So these numbers that they make, that they come up with, I mean, first of all, they're bogus. They're bogus numbers anyway. 6% unemployment with 92.5 million people out of work. What are you? Come on. Nobody's that stupid to believe those numbers. 8 million people have Obamacare now. I mean, come on. But it was supposed to help 50 million. So what happened to the other 42 million? Well, some don't have insurance. And the majority of the 8 million, if that number is, whatever that number 8 million is, whatever that number is, whatever the real, real, actual, physical, concrete number is, whatever it is, most of it are people who already had insurance. So who did Obamacare really help? Well, it helped out, you know, pharmaceutical industry. It helped out certain doctors, certain hospitals, not all of them. Helped out certain people. It didn't help the American people. It only helped certain people. Very limited. And even if you are a Democrat, doesn't mean it's going to help you. You got to be a high-up Democrat. Or a Republican. I wonder how much money Mr. King and Mr. McConnell and Mr. Boehner, I seriously wonder how much money they actually, they have invested in the medical, some kind of medical field that is benefiting from Obamacare. I bet it's pretty high. I bet they stand to make a lot of money. I still believe that if you are in government, you should not be allowed to make any other money other than the compensation that you get for whatever your salary is. Whatever it is. Whatever the salary is, $180,000, $200,000, whatever. Whatever the hell it is. That's all that you could make. Now, after you get done with your service as a congressman, you want to go out and you want to invest money, you want to make it, fine. Fine. I'm not saying you can't go out and make money, but what I'm saying is we've got to do a lot better job of keeping up the corruption in our Congress. And the corruption is beyond rampant. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and everybody's involved in it. Again, that's why I don't believe in parties. I hate them. I'm sick and tired of Republicans and Democrats. I'm sick and tired of them. We got a Constitution. That's all we have to do is follow it. That's it. Pick it up. You dust it off. You read it. You learn it. You follow it. That's it. Boom. Done. That's it. But Governor Perry, again, was on with Hannity last night. And he proved to me that the meeting was just worthless, pointless. And the pictures proved it. Perry's over there with a puss on his face, wondering why the president's over there and his people are giggling. Like, this is funny. I mean, these kids are coming over here, contracting all kinds of diseases. They're on trains getting up here by themselves. They're being kidnapped by cartels, cross borders in other areas to smuggle in drugs. If they don't, well, they die. These processing centers now have these gang members in there. They've crossed the border deliberately to go recruit, and that's what they're doing. And if these kids don't go work for them, well, guess what? Well, they die. And this president is Well, I would say if he's not, if it wasn't his idea, he is responsible for not stopping it. He may not have actually started it, but he allowed it to escalate to the point where this is completely, totally out of control. Nobody's benefiting from this. Not them children, and not the American people. Nobody. So he goes to Texas. Instead of going down to the border to take a look at the mess that he created. He created that mess. He's the only one that can fix it. He's the only one with a pen and a phone. Congress is obsolete. But they want to take him to court over the Defense of Marriage Act and something else. I can't remember what it was. But, I mean, if you're going to take somebody to court, especially this president here, well, you take him to a military court because the commander-in-chief deserted his post during an act of war, during the battle. He deserts his post and goes upstairs to eat. He never once made it to the Situation Room. That's his post. When America's under attack, the president, his post, is the Situation Room. His post is not upstairs having dinner with Michelle. He's not on the horn with Netanyahu. Not out in the lobby outside smoking cigarettes. Not down in the bowling alley. Not shooting pool. Not listening to your Beyonce records. Records, boy, I'm giving out my age. But you know what I mean. Well, here's a short clip of Governor Perry last night on Sean Hannity explaining a part of the meeting in where he tells how the president had absolutely no clue of what was really going on down at the border. This president doesn't have any idea. He doesn't know. Unless he hears it from CNN, this president has no damn idea of what happens, of what's going on anywhere. He's just got ideas. Sounds good. We'll just let everybody come over, and we'll turn them into Democrats. We'll get amnesty. I got a pen. We got too many people. Well, we'll just bus them here and ship them there. Put them over here. Put them over there. No problem. We'll just dump them off. We'll let them roam the streets. But this man has no idea of the consequences of his actions or inactions, both. With Benghazi, it's definitely both of what he did and what he did not do. And we want to fart around with a stupid lawsuit? About the Defense of Marriage Act and Obamacare? Because he, oh, God almighty. What are you kidding me? And this Benghazi committee is going to be over how did it happen and what we can do to make sure it doesn't happen again. This is a committee? I mean, don't waste my time. I don't want to hear about it. Why don't you get, you want to find out what happened? It's all going to be about security. I'll tell you what happened. The president was playing fast and loose with his Al-Qaeda buddies and thought he had enough pull that he could try to get back the weapons that he allowed getting into their hands. And they said no. So they attacked us for it. They got four of our people, a whole bunch injured, a whole bunch more, and stole 400 surface-to-air missiles. And God only knows what else they stole. But we do know they stole phones and were making phone calls. Phones. So let me. That tells me if they stole the phones and they had to either they had to kill the person to get his phone, unless maybe they injured him and tortured him or something. I mean, what did they do? How did they get the phone? So how many people really died? And all this over a video? And they still, Susan Rice still believes it was a video. That's the best information that we had at the time. No, that was the best lie that you had at the time. God almighty. All right, let's get into this Governor Perry here now. I'm starting to like this guy more and more and more and more and more. Maybe he can throw his hat in the ring. I mean, I like Mitt Romney and all, but I don't know. Mitt Romney would have been a hell of a lot better than this guy. I think at least with Mitt Romney and with Rick Perry, either one of them, I think you're going to have a virtual scandal-free administration. You're always going to have a scandal as long as you have a liberal, because they're just going to make the scandals up. I mean, George Bush, you know, had breakfast in the morning, and that was a scandal. Too many slices of bacon. Too many poor, helpless pigs had to die. He's a ruthless killer. Blah, 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 blah. He puts butter on his toast. Cholesterol. Blah, 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 blah. Scandal, scandal, scandal. Shut up. All right, let's get into this Governor Perry here now. And here he is with Sean Hannity explaining just how clueless it says on its business card, president, but I'm not exactly sure what we call it. I want to call it impeached. That's what I want to call it. But right now we'll call it, I don't know. We'll call it X. That's who he is, X. So this is Governor Perry explaining how X, because we don't know his name. Is it Obama, Satoru, Smucatelli? Smoklovich? What is it? Johnson? Huh? The hell is your name? Well, maybe if he had a birth certificate, maybe we might find out. But it doesn't matter. This is Governor Perry explaining how clueless X really is.
Well, I'm interested in the prevention business. We ought to be stopping people from crossing that border, not apprehending them after they get inland. So, and the president understood that. And interestingly, he did not know that. I'm comfortable that he was not knowledgeable about where his Border Patrol was stationed. And he gave me indications that he would work with them to move them upward where they can be side by side with the border, or with the DPS, with local law enforcement, with the other individuals who are sending that message all the way down to Central America. Mm-hmm. Don't send your kids. Don't come up here because the border is secure. It is shut down.
Well, blah, 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 blah. What it is the president just has absolutely no idea what is happening. He has no idea what is really going on. He has no idea of what he's putting these children through. What these kids by themselves, and why a parent would do that. Why the parent would put their kids by themselves on a train or a bus or whatever. I mean, and they got to go by themselves to America. Mr. President, a responsible thing would do is you would get on the horn not only to Honduras and Guatemala and blah, 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 Mexico, and tell them to stop it, but you need to put boots on the ground to get people to stop them from coming over. Yeah, okay, you're never going to get the entire thing. In a fence, I've never been a big fan of an entire fence on the border. And dig a tunnel, whatever, climb over, whatever. I just think it's a big waste of money. And not only that, if the government is in charge of it, you know it'll never be built. And it won't be built to specifications, big holes in it. It would just be a big waste of money. We just need to police the area. We put some boots on the ground at the border, and pretty simple. I mean, I'm pretty sure that we can figure out how to do this. Border Patrol, I'm sure, you know, they can figure out how to do it. If they're allowed to do their job, if they can get out of the laundry room and stop changing diapers, doing food prep, scraping the bugs off all the kids coming in. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, this is ridiculous. These kids are coming over here illegally, and they get medical care. I mean, they're getting, and they got $1,000 beds is what it's going to cost. We'll get to that story if I can ever shut up long enough. But all these people are coming over. Now, I'm not depriving these kids from medical care. Don't get me wrong. But these people are coming over. There's adults coming over, too. And they're coming over here in droves. And they're getting medical care. Johnny on the spot. Meanwhile, we still have vets that are still on this secret list. Still haven't seen a doctor. So I guess what the vet has to do is, get a fake ID that says his last name is Rodriguez, and have somebody ship him across the border over there, and he'll just walk a few steps and say, "Here I am. Sí, señor. Sí, señor. Okay, you need medical attention? Okay, come on in." And they give him medical attention. What the hell else is the vet supposed to do? We got a deserter? Oh, all right, we'll just change 5 Talibans for him. Meanwhile, we've got a war hero who went out and fought for you, Mr. President, or X. President X. Well, you can't call him a president, so he's just X. We don't even know if is he a real man? I mean, do we know? Is he a robot? What do we know about this guy? Do we know anything? Well, he likes beer, he likes golf, he likes Beyonce. He likes to do the fun stuff. He likes the vacation, loves ice cream, loves cheeseburgers. Who doesn't love cheeseburgers? Everybody loves cheeseburgers. Even vegetarians love cheeseburgers, but they won't eat it. But they do like them because they're good. Well, you know, I like cheeseburgers too, Mr. President. And a lot of people like things. A lot of people like golf. A lot of people like ice cream. But the American people need you to do your job. The world, actually, if you want to get technical, the world needs the President of the United States to do his job. And you haven't been. And all we can do is a lawsuit that will go absolutely nowhere? And what message are you sending again there, Mrs. Boehner? Huh? And then he said he's got another soundbite, and I didn't want to play it tonight because I'm just sick of it. I mean, he'll come out and he'll make the, I mean, he'll give out the best damn sound bite and he'll sound big and tough and he'll get the base all riled up and charged up and really think they got a leader. And then when it does come time to lead, where is he? Well, we don't know. Anybody seen Boehner? I haven't seen, honey, you seen Mr. Boehner? Honey. Yeah, Boehner. You seen Boehner anywhere? Ah, she don't know. She ain't seen him. Nobody's seen him. Where is he? Well, we don't know. He's out smoking cigarettes with the president. Maybe they're on the golf course together, too. I wonder if they throw their cigarette butts out on the green. Probably a no-no at a golf course. But he's a president. He can do whatever he wants. He's a king. Well, Rick Perry believes the same thing that I believe, you believe, and most Americans believe, that the only way to end this mess is to show a show of force. You need boots on the ground. You put them all across the border. And you said, no, you're not crossing this line. What was that game you used to play? You were kids and you had to hold hands and somebody had to run through. And if they busted through, it was a game to see if you can just bust through the hands. Well, that's what it's got to be like. And if they do get through, well, then, you got guns and you got tasers and you got sticks and you beat the living hell out of them. And then you throw them over. They come by again, well, beat them down again. Then throw them back over. The point is, don't let them in. Let them come over 50 times. So what? Throw them back over 50 times. But see, Obama counts those numbers as deportations. What an idiot. I mean, does anybody in his administration really think that we are this stupid, that we haven't been able to catch on? We don't know. We don't know what they're doing. We're really that, I guess, behind. Really that slow? Really that obtuse that we can't figure out what the hell's going on? We know what's going on. The problem is what, for whatever reason, there's too many people out there that know that it's wrong, know that it's bad, know that it doesn't work, but they got to vote for it anyway. Because they think the alternative would be voting for the KKK. This is what's been instilled out there. This is the mindset. If you're on the right, you might as well be in the KKK. And if you're black and you're on the right, well, you're an Uncle Tom or an Aunt Jemima or this. That's just stupid. That's just dumb. What does it have to do with white? Conservatism of what, whatever. I don't know what you would classify me. I got a little, I guess, libertarianism in me. I got a little this, a little that. I got blah, 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 blah. You know what? I'm just me. I follow the Constitution. The Constitution gives you the right to be whoever the hell you want to be. I don't have to like you. So what? I can hate your frickin' guts. But I can't stop you from being who you are, nor can I persecute you. That's the citizen, the law enforcement, and the government. We all have to follow it. We all have to follow this Constitution, not just the government, not just the cops who pull you over. But you, the citizen, which means you people on the left, you're going to have to put up with people on the right. We've been having to put up with you our entire frickin' lives. So just shut up. Maybe if you stop talking long enough, you might actually, if you listen to someone on the right, you might actually learn something, because every problem that we told you was going to happen did happen. Obamacare, we told you. Well, there's a lot more of Obamacare coming down the pike. We haven't even started yet. We haven't even begun. What do you care? We haven't even come close to starting of the carnage that is about to come down the pike with Obamacare. There's all kinds of stuff coming down the pike. And the IRS, they're still targeting people. He's still out there spying on Germany, which I'm going to get to that story if I can ever shut up long enough. I missed it last night, but that's all right. Well, Mr. Perry, you're absolutely correct. this guy's actually showing leadership. Rick Perry's out there actually trying to show some leadership. But you know what? You want to be a real leader, Rick Perry? Here's what you do. You give the president, you give him 48 hours. I'll give him 48 hours because I'm a generous man. You've got 48 hours to get this border secure, or Texas secedes and we will secure the border ourselves. Guarantee you. That's leadership. People will see that, and I hope Texas secedes. Good for them. Somebody's got to stand up to this, man. I know we've got militia groups coming down there. I know we got this. I know we got that. I know we got a lot of people doing this, a lot of people doing that. But we've got to really stand up to this stuff. I hope you do it. But, you know, Rick Perry doesn't want to do that. I mean, he's a classy guy. He's a respectful guy. He's not a hothead like me. I don't have any patience, but, you know, he does. Well, okay. The country, we're out of patience, though. That's the problem. The country's completely out of patience. We don't have any more time to be patient. We need action. We need it now. Nobody wants to talk about seceding because that is very, very serious. But, I mean, what else are we supposed to do? I mean, what is America supposed to do? At some point, something's going to burst here. What are we going to do? I don't know. I do not know. But whatever happens, it's going to get ugly. And it doesn't have to be. There's no excuse for it. All we have to do is follow the law. But yet, the president wants to blame this on a broken immigration policy? What's broken about it? The only thing broken about this immigration policy is that you're not following it. And now he's got his fat wife out there, Michelle. She's out there throwing a fit. Where the hell is this story here? Yeah, here it is. Where the hell is it? She's speaking at, this was yesterday in New York, at the Latino community that must use higher education as a tool of empowerment instead of waiting for Congress to fix a broken immigration system. It's like, what? Why do they keep calling it a broken immigration system? Because it's not automatic amnesty? That means that the immigration system is broken? Because it worked for how many years? My grandparents, when they came over here with their family, they didn't have any trouble, you know, working it. It worked then. It doesn't work now. How is that broken? Well, it's only broken because you're not following it. Well, there was a crowd of 1,500 people. The League of United Latin American Citizens. Why does there have to be a League of Latin Americans? Why does he have to have a league? League for what? What does that mean? You're an American. You're not a Latin American. You're not this American. You're not of that American. You're an American. Rights, well, you know, you want to be equal, you got to, first of all, you got to consider yourself equal. So if you're going to consider yourself this American citizen and that American, the league for that and a league for this, well, you're not considering yourself equal. You're considering yourself, well, however, greater or less than whatever your league dictates, I guess, or whatever people think of you. You're an American. What does that mean? Well, Latino American rights. No. Once you got American rights, you got America. You got rights. What does that mean, Latino American rights? I mean, I don't see where all these people don't have rights, like women. I don't see where they don't have any rights. If I see anything, I see they got more rights than men. But, I mean, that's just my perspective. I don't see where black people, I don't see where they don't have any rights. What rights do they not have? Latinos, what rights do they not have? What are they talking? Where are all these rights that people don't have? Well, I'll tell you. It's the Bill of Rights. That's the rights that people don't have. So they're blaming this whole thing on a broken immigration system. Well, your husband was one of those who helped break it. He doesn't need Congress to fix it. He just needs to follow the law, follow the system. He's got to do something with these kids crossing the border. I mean, there's a lot more. They're finding bodies all over the place. Some of these kids never even make it because they get kidnapped by the drug cartels. And they may smuggle drugs across the border at some point. Maybe they want to try to leave and run away. They catch them and they kill them. But they don't care that you're a child. They'll kill kids. They don't give a damn. They cut their heads off. They burn them. I mean, these people are ruthless people, man. They just don't give a damn. And we want to let these people come over here. And they're finding all kinds of prayer rugs and all. They already know that, Somalia and Afghanistan and a couple other countries over there. Yemen, I think, that harbor terrorism. Well, they know they're making their way to Central America. They're friends with them. You know, tyrants love tyrants. Bad people love bad people. So they get into Central America and they go in through Mexico. And they get into the United States. And this president is allowing them. Why do you want these people? Why are you so friendly with Al-Qaeda? I don't get that. I mean, here this guy is supposed to be, you know, provide for the common defense, is what the government's supposed to do. Is that what it says in the Constitution? I'm pretty sure it does. Let me see. Right there it is, the first sentence. Boom! Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. Yeah. Well, I didn't. I mean, I knew that the border apprehension checkpoints. I remember in California, you know, when I was a kid, we always had to go through those checkpoints. But the president had no idea that they were 40 to 50 miles. 40 to 50 miles inland. I mean, so now the president says, well, I didn't know that. Well, we might have to send some people out there. Yeah, you think? Like Border Patrol? Instead of having them do laundry and all these other administrative tasks, you need boots on the ground. But he doesn't put boots on the ground. He puts more people in these office jobs. To do what? You need boots on the ground. Boom. You don't have enough? Well, get law enforcement. Get somebody. Recruit people. Recruit them. You can find the people. You just need to do the job. Well, I mean, Governor Perry, I don't understand why you can't. I mean, can't the governors? Can't they just? Don't they call the National Guard? I know it's the National Guard, but I mean, the state can call them up. That's what you ought to do. You ought to get a hold of the Rangers, and you ought to do a big recruiting, a big giant, huge recruiting. And you secure the border on your own. If the president doesn't want to do it, the federal government doesn't want to do it, well, then you got to do it. It's your state. And it is America. So you get as many people as you can, and you put them all across the border. And you police the area. When people cross the border, well, we throw them back. Throw them back and throw them back. If they fire at us, well, we fire at them. We have the right to defend ourselves. We don't need to go out to look for a war, but we can't let these people just walk all over us. We can't do that to their country. Why don't we do that? Why don't we get a whole bunch of Americans and just cross the border into Mexico and then just live and demand the government make us citizens, give us free medical care, give us welfare, give us money, give us food stamps, give us a home, give us a car, driver's license, give us a phone. Need a phone. I need a TV. Gotta live. Well, I know Perry doesn't, he wants to go by the law. But he's trying desperately not to go down that road with the militias, but the militias are firing up. And he doesn't have, I don't think he's going to have too much choice. Of course, I don't think he's going to get in their way, but I mean, which is good. But they got a command center set up now, south of San Antonio, to prepare for what they say is a mission to protect the United States from the influx of illegal immigrants. These are criminals coming over here. That MSN or MS-13 group, whatever. Yeah, pictures, you can see them. They got tattoos of the M and the S on the arm. That's a vicious group, man, and we're letting these people come over. Come on over, yeah, become a citizen, yeah. Yeah, you can rape our little girl, sure. You can shoot our little boys. We don't mind. Sell your drugs on the street, sure. You can hang people and shoot them and burn them. You can do whatever you want to with them, torture them. We don't mind. I mean, what the hell kind of country have we turned into? I mean, the very people that we're supposedly at war with seem to have more rights in this country than we do. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Al-Qaeda, Mexican drug cartels, I mean, these, however you want to look at it, these are our enemies. They want to do us harm. That's an enemy. This president just can't seem to, he just can't stop himself from giving really bad people a lot of weapons, and I don't get it. Does this president really want to destroy this country? I mean, why doesn't he just take the nuclear weapons and just, you know, turn the key and blow them all up? I mean, what is he trying to accomplish? And let's just say that this Saul Alinsky crap works out where the whole country just goes completely under and now the government has to step in. What are they going to do? How are they going to fix it? What are they going to do? The country's bankrupt. The government's not going to step in to fix it. China is going to step in and take it. That's what's going to happen. How? Because you break the bank does not mean that no other country is not going to be able to come over here and take over. They will. This break the bank mentality, Saul Alinsky crap, even on paper doesn't even work. And we're heading straight for it. And far too many people know we are, but they don't want to do anything about it. Everybody else doesn't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the bad news. Don't give me the bad news. Give me the good. Don't tell me the sky is falling. Give me the good news. Well, I hate to report the sky is falling, but the sky is falling. And it's falling fast. And that's not a Chicken Little syndrome. This is the truth. The country's sinking, man. We're sinking. Do the math. 92.5 million people out of work. And we've got, what, 325 million people? How many people are in the workforce? 92 million are out of work? Please, do the math. A little bit more than 6%. Even in Common Core math, it's more than 6%. So Chris Davis, 37-year-old commander of a group, which is called, what do they call themselves? Oh, I can't remember. It's down here somewhere. But he's the commander of this group that has set up the command center there in San Antonio. It would not disclose how many members make up the militia, but said the troops would deploy in a few weeks. We have patriots all across the country who are willing to sacrifice their time, their monies, even quit their jobs to come down and fight for freedom, liberty, and national sovereignty. Well, that's what it takes. That's America right there. Right there, what they are doing right now, those are the very beginning of what our colonists did, our forefathers did. That's exactly what they were doing right there. The same thing. Lexington, Concord, even before that. This is happening again. We are in the middle of another revolution. How hot? And what I mean by hot, I mean people dying in the streets and blowing up bombs and that kind of crap. How hot that's going to get, I don't know. But there's no reason for it, because we've already fought the revolution. We've got our freedom. I don't understand why. I just don't understand why the left doesn't seem to think that the freedom is gone. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. It makes no sense to me at all. I'm not saying we got to go out and kill these people. What I'm saying is that America has to turn around. We have to understand. We have to take a look, a logical look, and we have to admit, okay, we screwed up. It's okay to admit we screwed up. Accept the fact that this hope and change crap, it doesn't work. Liberalism doesn't work. Because every time it's been tried, it has failed. It failed miserably. One thing, give me one thing that liberalism has ever brought this country that has been successful. I can't think of one either. There isn't one. Social Security? Well, that was a good idea until the government bankrupted it. Medicare, Medicaid, same thing. Obamacare, you think that's a success? Sure. We got 50 million people who don't have health insurance, so we completely overhaul the entire health care industry in this country from top to bottom. Supposedly to help 50 million people who don't have insurance, because obviously they don't have a job, get insurance. But all it did was bring in 8 million people, and the majority of those are people who already had insurance and lost it because the bill told them that they were going to lose it. So what has liberalism been a success? What has Obama ever given? What has he done that's been successful? Stimulus? Oh, yeah. All them shovel-ready jobs. That was a success. Fast and Furious? Yeah, that was a success. You still don't even know where the weapons are. Why would you put weapons in the hands of somebody like that to track them, to find out where they go without putting any tracking devices in the weapons? Did they forget? Or was that done on purpose? So you couldn't find them. All to get more gun legislation. This is all about just to take away the gun. That's it. Doesn't matter what they got to do. As long as they can take away your rights, it doesn't matter. They'll chip away at the First Amendment. And if they can't get anywhere with that, we'll start chipping at the Second. They can't get anywhere, we'll get the Fourth. They'll just chip and 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 chip. And now people finally just go, oh, God almighty, I'm tired. I don't want to fight them anymore. Just let them have it. Nope, not these people. They're saying no. We're not doing that. There's a group here and they're in Phoenix, too, now. And they're calling their operation Normandy. It's a Minutemen project. And they're getting people signing up, too, from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. Well, good. This is what we need. And it sucks that we have to go down to this level. But, you know, the revolution is on. There is a lot of wars being fought. And I don't mean, you know, violent war. I mean, battles, wars. I mean, just with the scandals that we have just with this administration. And then what we have socially, and then what we have geopolitically, I mean, my God, it's too much. So right now, fine, it's too much, but it's not too much and we can't handle it. We can do it. We just need to do it. Everybody needs to chip in. Do a little bit here, do a little bit there. You see a little fire, you put it out. You don't wait until the entire frickin' forest is on fire before you start to pee on it. It ain't going to do any good. And now this Health and Human Services Secretary, this new one, Sylvia Burwell. Oh, she's another piece of work. She's asking senators to approve Obama administration's request for $3.7 billion to deal with the border crisis. What is that money going to do? Well, Ms. Burwell said that the beds cost anywhere from $250 to $1,000. $1,000 for a bed? You could, come on. I mean, you could make a bed for $50 they could sleep on. I mean, come on. And that the supplemental funding was needed. Now, get this. So the federal government can enter into more cost-effective contracts. I mean, I read that and I just went, what? So, in other words, they need $3.7 billion they can waste and blow and just throw away on $1,000 beds, conferences. God only knows what they're going to take the money. It's going to go into bonuses, I'm sure. There's $3.7 billion. So they can blow it so they can enter into more cost-effective contracts. That doesn't even make any frickin' sense at all to me. None of it. Why are these people allowed to get away with this crap? And why does Congress not have enough power to at least do something to somebody, put an end to it? Somebody's got to pay a price. Somebody has to be held accountable. Somebody needs to be made example of. I'm sorry, but somebody does. Me, I vote for the president. He's the one in charge. He's a six-star general. Hey, look, it's his ship. He could have ran it a lot different, but he didn't. And he allowed this stuff to happen. Escalated it. We got a lot of fires going on in this country right now, and I know it sucks and we got to put them all out, but we got to put them all out. And now we've got illegal aliens. Now get this. Illegal aliens are now being allowed to fly on commercial airliners without a valid identification. The aliens who are getting released on their own recognizance are being allowed to board and travel commercial airliners by simply showing their notice to appear forms. The NBPC's local 2455 spokesman, Hector Garza, informs us. Well, Hector Garza, I think, was on the Hannity last night, too. He seems like he wants to do the right thing. There's a lot of people out here that want to do the right thing. But the only person who can do the right thing doesn't want to do the right thing because he's creating this mess. This is working out perfectly for him. Devastation, famine and filth, God only knows, pestilence, disease. Some of these kids are starving. Now they're being used in not only to the drug trade, but the sex trade. I mean, don't you feel guilty, Mr. Obama? I mean, knowing that you're promoting these kids to travel from Central America all the way up to the United States, and a lot of these kids don't even make it because they're in the sex trade because they got kidnapped? And yeah, they do. They kidnap little girls. You never even hear about these kids. But they do. It's a big business. And when they're done with the kids, well, they just kill them and give some more. You never hear about them. You don't know who the hell they are. These are some ruthless people. Don't you feel guilty knowing that these kids are coming over here and they're now being kidnapped by the drug cartels and now they got to go smuggle drugs? Don't you feel guilty of what you're doing to these people? They're collecting all the diseases? And then you're taking these people and shipping them out all over the United States, and they're bringing their diseases into small towns all over. I mean, doesn't any of this stuff bother you? I mean, when you were eating, as our ambassador was being raped with a cattle prod, and three other soldiers being murdered, and God only knows how many other people were seriously injured, I mean, while this was going on and you were eating, didn't that bother you? I mean, didn't it bother you to sit there and eat? When you should have been in the Situation Room, you think somebody could have brought in a sandwich? I'm sure somebody would have been able to bring in something, maybe a donut, something. But your ass should have been in that Situation Room, taking care of the situation, but it wasn't. It was upstairs having dinner. You deserted your post. You are no less of a deserter, Private Bergdahl. Well, this is not the Customs and Border Protection or another federal agency renting or leasing an aircraft. These are the same planes that the American public uses for domestic travel, Mr. Garza said. This just adds insult to injury. Not only are we releasing unknown illegal aliens into American streets, Mr. Garza continues, but we are allowing them to travel commercially using paperwork that could be easily produced or manipulated on any home computer. Wow. The notice to appear form has no photo. Anyone can make one and manipulate one. They're very easy to make, I guess. You don't think that these people know? Of course they do. Somebody's doing it right now. They do not have any security features, no watermark, nothing. They are simply printed on standard copy paper based on the information the illegal alien says is the truth. Now,
why is that important?
This is all from Mr. Garza. They have people now that are illegally coming over here and trying to enroll in school. Well, they have people that are claiming to be 17, and they're far older than that. They've had people with gray hair trying to say that they're 17. Well, they got a whole bunch of people that are coming over here, adults, and trying to enroll in school, saying that they're 17. Well, that's how they get over here and don't get thrown back and don't go to jail, because they say they're 17. And they're clearly not 17. But because they say that they are, well, then, okay, here they are. You're 17. Now you can go to school. I mean, this is just, I mean, I know they're coming over here. They want to come over here for a better life. But, I mean, the way that some of these people are coming over here, you're not going to get a better life that way. You're going to make life actually more miserable for everybody else, but for yourself. Mr. President, you need to lead. You need to become a president. You need to put an end to it. And it's simple. You can do it. In Texas, screw them. If the federal government doesn't want to do it, then you got to do it. You can secure the border. And let that attorney general sue you. Let him sue you. Suing states because they want to have, they want to make sure that people who come in to vote, which is a very precious right, one of those they haven't taken from us yet, but to make sure that the vote is up and up, that would be discriminating if you made somebody show their ID. Just and people on the left, they'll argue that they believe that. Oh yeah, it's racist. And they have no idea. They have no argument whatsoever, other than you're a racist if you don't believe what they say. But can you imagine that? Get on your home computer and you're printing out copies of these forms. Now, here's what I'd like to know. I wonder how many people didn't get the idea that go, hey, how about if we just make up a bunch of these, we go to the airport, and we sell them. We sell them to people so that all they got to do is they can get on an airport. They can, hey, look, Mexicans and Middle Eastern people, I mean, they got dark hair and, you know, dark skin and wear the right kind of clothes. People won't be able to tell. They won't give it a second look. Unless you start speaking and realize, wait a minute, that ain't Spanish. Well, Mr. Garza continued, we do not know who these people are. We often have to solely rely on who they say they are, where they say they came from, and the history they say they have, which could be God only knows. We know nothing about most of them. ICE releases them into the American public, and now they are boarding aircraft with their diseases, by the way, sticking in that system in there, so anybody who comes flying after them, they're still going to get it. Aborting aircraft at will with a simple paper document that anyone can easily alter or produce themselves, quote, unquote. The shocking assertions by Garza were further validated by the national body of the NBPC, the National Border Patrol Council. That's who the NBPC is. Well, listen to this. This is from a statement from the NBPC. In quotations, the National Border Patrol Council adamantly opposes the decision of DHS to release the illegal aliens who have been transported from the Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol sector to other locations for processing. The lack of consequences have furthered this crisis and will only continue to do so. The fact that TSA is accepting the I-862 That's the form. That's the infamous form. The notice to appear, meaning you got to go see a judge, which means they won't ever show up. Unless you're flying on a plane. Then they're going to use the paper. But other than that, they're going to roll it up and smoke it. The fact that the TSA, which is a joke, by the way, I'm sorry, but that TSA, if you're going to have people, you know, guarding these planes coming in, it needs to be more militarized. It really does. I mean, these are people coming in trying to bring in, you know, weapons and this and that. You don't know. These are planes. The TSA, they're fat slobs. They're just collecting a paycheck. Some of them do some actual good work. Yeah, I'm not saying they all are slobs. No, that would be untrue. But a lot of them are, and a lot of them aren't. There was just one the other day. A guy walked on. They flew. Where the hell are they flying from? I can't remember. The United States into Europe or something, or they were flying from somewhere to somewhere. I don't remember. I think they flew from the United States to London, and then they were going to go from London to Paris. Well, one of the guys has a loaded weapon on his carry-on, and somebody else had a big old knife in their carry-on. Well, the TSA agent was fired, obviously. But if it's that easy to do a to get a gun on board, I mean, how many other weapons have been on board some of these planes and we don't even know about? This TSA is a joke. If we're going to have the TSA, they need to clean up their act and stop patting down little children and old people. Stop patting down people, period. You got probable cause, real probable cause. Well, you pat them down, you better find something. Otherwise, you don't have real probable cause, do you? Other than you just want to get your jollies. So the fact, losing my voice again. Well, I got a whole weekend. Maybe I can get it back. Well, let's get a shot of rum in me. Maybe we can have enough. We got 20 minutes to go. We'll make it. The fact that the TSA is accepting the I-862, the notice to appear form, as a form of identification in allowing illegal aliens to travel commercially shows just how little regard the federal government has for its own immigration laws. No, it has no regard for the American people, for America. They obviously don't have any regard for themselves. Anybody who would do stuff like this wouldn't have any respect for themselves. So if they don't have any respect for themselves, so why should I have respect for you? If you don't have any respect for yourself, you don't have any respect for me. You don't have any respect for the country, our laws, our way of life, our quality of life. And then you're going to blame the Republicans because they won't give you everything you want? I'm fighting for that middle class. Yeah, you are. Well, that's pretty good. I mean, I'm glad to see that, you know, there are people rising up. I mean, it is going to get to a point. People are going to snap here. But when you have the National Border Patrol Council, the National Border Patrol Council, when they're saying enough is enough, Mr. President, you got to listen to them. You got to listen to your governors. You got to listen to the American people. You got to get some common sense in you, kid. Because what you're doing ain't working. And what you did in Benghazi was a crime. You deserted your post. What you did with Fast and Furious was a crime. What you're continuing to do with IRS is still a crime. Several of them. The stimulus package, a crime. Obamacare, all kinds of crimes. We could go on for days. Rewriting the Constitution, following only the laws that you want to follow. Rewriting laws that have just been written. well, that one isn't working, so we're going to change that. Getting out your pen, using your executive order privilege. Now, don't give me this that George Bush did more. Well, George Bush didn't do things like you're doing. Sometimes it's not the quantity, it's the quality. George Bush wasn't rewriting the Constitution. He wasn't making laws up as he went along. Most of those had to do with what I know. It had to do with the war. Two of them. So zip it, Zippy. But don't try to turn things. Don't try to manipulate numbers with me or with the American people, because we're not stupid. We're not buying it. The only people that are buying it are people that are stupid enough to still support you. The UN Office on Drugs and Crimes, the Transnational Organized Crime in Central America and the Caribbean, oh my God, what a title that is, revealed that individuals from the terror-prone Somalia were traveling to Central America to efforts to illegally enter the United States. So it's not just Honduras and Guatemala. It's Africa. It's Middle East. It's anybody. They can't get there from the Mexican side. They'll get there from the Canadian side. Hell, all they got to do is go up there to the Aleutian Islands. I mean, Russians, they can just hug, you know, spawn right over there. They can see Sarah Palin's house. Well, Border Patrol is now warning that this MS-13 group, why, what's the 13 have to do with it? I don't know. Well, they're using these processing centers as recruitment hubs. Mr. President, doesn't that bother you? How do you go to sleep at night knowing that you're putting these children into this kind of danger, where the Mexican drug cartels are kidnapping them? The girls go into the sex trade. The boys go into the drug trade. And that doesn't bother you at all? All the diseases that they're carrying, all the diseases that they're bringing in, that they're getting from other people, that, how does that not bother you? And now we have people coming over from Somalia. We have the MS-13 gang, which I think is from El Salvador. You're allowing these people to come over? Doesn't that bother you, knowing that you just destroyed the first sentence of the Constitution when you are completely oblivious to provide for the common defense and promote the general welfare? You don't understand that, I guess. I guess they don't cover the preamble of the Constitution, the first sentence of the Constitution. I guess they don't cover that in Constitution school. Because aren't you a constitutional scholar? Aren't you supposed to be some big professor? Professor? You're an idiot. But my God, nobody's winning on this. What's going on the border? The people coming over aren't winning. American people aren't winning. Everybody's losing. So why are you doing this? And then instead of going down to the border to see the mess that he created and maybe do something to fix it, no, he'd rather crack a couple of jokes in a meeting in between fundraising speeches. Fundraising speeches? I mean, this is a time for the president to do fundraising speeches? I mean, the IRS is still targeting people. We're under investigations over there. We still haven't found out anything with Fast and Furious or Benghazi. Obamacare, we don't know. I mean, is the website, is it completed yet? Is it working? Is it secure? Are there hackers in there? Huh? I mean, oh my God, I mean, you can go on for days with the amount of scandals with this guy. Every time he turns around, he's rewriting another law, fixing a law, changing a law, getting rid of a law, making a law. And we want to give him a lawsuit To do what, Mr. Boehner? What is that little lawsuit of yours going to do, huh, sweetie? Huh? What's it going to do, huh? It's going to do nothing. Like you. You do nothing. Go back to the tanning booth and go smoke another pack of cigarettes and shut up. I'm sick of you. Now, Michelle Obama, we have to keep fighting. We have to keep fighting as hard as we can to fix this broken immigration system. No! The immigration system isn't broken. The immigration system works just fine. You just need to use it. And then you got that stupid Sally Cohn. Oh, there's no crisis down there. Well, we're absolutely secure. How do you know? It's obviously not secure when you're having thousands of children cross the border every day with lice and scabies, all kinds of diseases, God only knows, the plague. Oh, yeah, we're deporting people. We're doing this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the president is doing this. Shut up. That Sally Cohn is an idiot. Unbelievable. All right. We got about 11 minutes, 10 minutes here. Let's see if we can find a good story here that we can get into here. The rest we'll have to deal with later. Oh, here's one right here. This one right here. Now, this right here. This. I think I heard a little bit about this a couple of days ago. I think it was on Rush Limbaugh. It was on somebody. Somebody was talking about it. And I didn't know what they were talking about because I turned on in the middle. And I didn't understand what they were talking about. I didn't know if there was the Frisco Giants or if it was the New York Giants. And I was only getting bits and pieces. So I really had no idea what the story was really about. And then I seen this morning. And I said, okay. Well, the San Francisco Giants, they had a Native American Appreciation Day at their ballpark, which ballparks across the country will do stuff like that. It's you've had it in school, you've had it here, you've had it there. It's not culturally insensitive to honor your Native Americans. Well, there was a couple of guys that had the headdresses on. Well, there was a couple of there was one guy had a headdress on, and a couple of Native Americans came up, a couple of Indians said, "You got to take that off. That's discriminating." And I said, "So shut up." First of all, these Indians, are they even really Indians? Are they like that Senator Warren? Because their great-grandmother had high cheekbones? You idiot, we're honoring American Indians. Our natives, these are our people. This is America. We honor them. Not because we hate them, but because we love them. Well, the Giants now, they're not allowed, they got a new law, they're not allowed to have anything culturally insensitive. Because somebody wore a headdress at a ball game for Native American Appreciation Day, and two people who may or may not have been Native American stood up and threw a fit claiming discrimination. Now, can you imagine that? You know what they should have done? They should have taken those two guys who complained and almost came to blows with this guy. They should have kicked them out of the game and made sure that they never let them back into the ballpark again. If you're that insecure or that immature that you're going to take offense to something as a headdress, which is honoring what Native Americans used to wear, they don't wear them anymore. I mean, they might wear them for certain ceremonies, but they don't wear them like they used to anymore. It's okay to honor people. It's not discriminatory. And if you think it is, well, then you've taken it all wrong, and you need to keep out of the conversation. Because you're creating hate and discontent where there isn't any. You're creating a problem that doesn't exist. Things that ain't things into things that ain't things. You only get a pile of things that ain't things. And everybody's pissed off at everybody. So with that, I want to thank everybody who was listening tonight. Everybody's going to download later. Everybody on their smartphones. So we had a lot of people. Iggy Mom was in here. Doc was in here. Got a guest. Lady Michelle. We got another guy. I don't know who this is. R.O. Club Save, whoever you are. Hope you come back. Anyway, hope everybody has a great weekend, and we will see you back here Monday night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.